For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I've got a very specific and weird problem.
Mm-hmm.
I've met through, like, you know how sometimes you just meet people, like, through, like, couple friends? I guess, like, in those kind of things where it's like, oh, yeah, like, I met them. My wife's friends with this bloke's wife, so now we're friends.
Yeah, okay, so it's kind of like you're not friends directly with the person. It's kind of like one removed and they've just come into the group.
Yeah, so my wife and I had been catching up with this couple, and the guy in particular would really get along. So we're both into footy. He's a barber, like golf, similar things we chat about, talking about all these things.
Beautiful.
I don't know if we can be friends.
Why?
His name's Tim.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it's already started confusion within the group because they've just moved into town.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, for a lot of my life, in most situations, been the only Tim.
What do you mean? Tim is such a common name.
But in high school, there was another Tim, and it was like, it was Tim Bulch and Tim Shepherdson.
Okay.
And it was like, yeah. Tim Shepherdson, I was Tim, and he was always referred to full name,
righto,
Tim Shepherdson. And it's all another Tim in the group. Really, it's like, oh, hey, Tim.
Do you feel like your power has been removed from yourself? Like, you're dynamic, you're not unique, you're not special anymore.
Yeah, well,
in the group.
It's just because, again, like, I know names like.
But you're Radio Tim.
Yeah, Radio. Oh, I don't like that. I'd rather be Asshole Tim than Radio Tim.
We can be both.
Thank you very much. I know you might be listening, your name might be like Matt, Sarah,
Lauren.
Like, that's why you go by Davo. And, like, I remember there were 7 Toms in our primary school in our grade, and they all just got given different nicknames for sure. But I've never had this really as an adult with another adult named Tim in the same friendship group.
So many years ago, I worked at Flight Center, right? And there was a particular store we were in. There was 4 of us in the store.
Oh.
3 out of 4 of us were named Lauren.
Oh, I thought that there was... Wow, 3 of the 4 staff members are Lauren.
Yes. So then it was, we all went by like our surnames and none of us ended up by Lauren. So that's almost how Davo came back into play as an
really
adult.
Really just started going
because
hard.
It had to be Davo, Pugs and Taylor.
So no one got to keep Lauren.
No.
Surely Taylor gets to keep it. Like Pugs and Davo, they're good nicknames.
Yeah.
Taylor, that's just another
name.
She
was awful, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I wanted to know on 5223 2955, can you be friends... close friends with someone with the exact same name as you? Because it adds an unnecessary element of trickiness, doesn't it?
Well, I think...
Or is it a non-issue?
I think once you're in the friendship, you sort of like, you don't think of them as their name, if you know what I mean. Like, I'm still besties with Pugs, but...
Right.
And I don't know the nickname, yeah, but like...
But like the other day, someone was like, oh yeah, Tim said this. And I was like, no, I didn't. They were like, no, Tim. And I went, oh, see, this is how others feel.
You're living a very rigid life, yeah, my friend.
It's just so confusing. It's the weirdest issue to have.
All right, well, let's find out.
Can you be friends with someone that has the same name as you? In a small circle, or is it a non-issue?
Is it time for a rebrand to Timothy?
No, I can't.
Why not?
I'm not a Timothy. I'm not even a Timmy, bro.
You could be a Timmy.
No.
I sometimes call you Timmy.
Yeah, but that's when you're trying to mess with me. You go, Timmy, what are you doing? How many biscuits you eating today, Timmy? You know?
You do love your biscuits.
Because Timmy. Because I'm older, do I get to keep Tim? And then other Tim has to figure out something else. This is the thing. Can you be friends with someone with the same name like this?
Yes.
And both remain with the same
of
name?
Of course you can.
No, it's weird. I've never encountered this. It's strange. Andrew from Armstrong Creek, what do you think? Do you think you can be friends with someone with the same name?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, give us your reasoning.
So in high school, I was an Andrew, and my best mate was an Andrew, and we got another friend in the friend circle named Andrew as well.
So did
three
any,
Andrews.
Did anyone rebrand to
three
like an Andy?
Ando?
Yeah, so I... Because of my last name, I became Chapo, so never Andy or Andrew.
Fun.
And then one of them was an Andy and the other one was Burry, but that was his
See,
last name.
See, this is the thing.
Well.
Now, then everyone moves away from the actual name.
Yeah.
This is why there was 3
Andrew.
Laurens working at your work, Dave.
Andrew's not very sexy, I'm sorry.
Oh, Andrew, you sound sexy to
you
us.
You sound so sexy, yeah, brother. All good.
All right, so it's just a hard,
okay, so
hard rebrand.
Tim. Your rebrand. You want it?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, God.
Well, I called you Timbo last week. I don't know what you think about that because you're a bit of a Timbo as well.
Yeah, Dad used to call me Timbo a bit. Sometimes we'll do it every now and then.
Timbo feels like a champ. Timbo feels like muscles.
It makes me feel like I've let my dad down, so I don't know if we can go with it. Tim and
Davo. Hey, this Friday is going to be a big one down at GMHBA Stadium, Cardinia Park. Of course, it is the Festival of Sport.
Yeah, it has to be big because you are literally ditching me. You signed this contract that you're hosting it, and we're like, by the way, Tim, I'm leaving.
Yes.
Also, when I sign the contract, it says that I've got to bring a sport to the Festival of Sport.
If you don't know what it is, basically you're going to have a bunch of different sports there. You can go and check out, you can try it out and have a bit of fun.
Can I tell you as well, like obviously it's like about kids trying new sports, all these things, Cardinia Park. When I was looking into it a little bit more, I got stuck on the food trucks and the food section of it because that's obviously at the Festival Sport. That's what you want to be focusing on. But
you've got a chubby heart.
I am locked in with my chubby heart. But then, you know, maybe I want to play some netball and unchub my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a bit of stuff going on there. But it is going to be a ripper event. But as you said, they said, hey, Davo, we want you to come on down and host it as the MC. Of course, being the most sporty spice of the K-Rock crew.
Yeah.
But for you to come and host this, you're going to have to bring a sport to present.
So a lot of the suggestions I had initially, you've said a take. So that's
like basketball, you were saying all the standards.
Because you've given me a week's notice.
Yeah, look, all right. Well, don't get snarky about it. Like, well, I'm trying to solve the problem. We're a team.
We had Sean from Clifton Springs called up with a great idea. It was Keepy Uppy, which is that balloon game where you literally just keep the balloon up.
You cannot let the balloon touch the floor.
Looked at the forecast. Not super windy, but enough wind to make that a challenging exercise.
But we needed this to be big.
So big is what, yeah, that's what we're thinking.
What did we say? We said two sports are better than one. Can we combine two sports and make it a ripper game?
Because I like to think, we've got to remember, like, the X Games and these kind of things, like, and trick riding, like, and snowboarding and these kind of things, people just used to snowboard in a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone's like, what if we did flips? What if we added flips to this? And that's made it its own big sport. So what can we combine? I have got access, Davo, to the randomizer here at K-Rock.
So good. This is great.
Very expensive. Mm-hmm. So we have three opportunities to use the randomizer here. I have put forward all of the sports and more that are going to be at the Festival of Sport this
week. Couple of examples.
Cricket, footy, netball, gymnastics, dancing, keepy-uppy, pole vault, ice skating, basketball, soccer, long jump, billiards, lawn bowls, tennis, dodgeball, swimming, high jump, dancing. So I've put, and then heaps more.
Okay.
So we've got the randomizer. We have three takes. We've got three options here.
Can I press the button?
Yeah, okay.
All right, ready? Let's go.
Pole vault ice skating.
Oh God.
Right, so pole vaulting and ice skating.
So you would use the skates for your run-up,
ooh,
which could get you fast, but then to have a pole, shove it into that spot, and then fly over a height, that's scary.
Are you picturing that there is ice involved in the run-up? Okay, right.
And then you're in the air with blades on your feet.
That's a very dangerous situation. Should we try again?
Okay, here we go.
Lawn bowls dodgeball.
I mean, didn't think about this really through.
It would have to be from like waist below, but like, you know, maybe knees below.
It's like you're not allowed to move.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could lock in spot and then someone lawn bowls at you. And if it hits you, you're out. I was thinking, I was a bit worried. Then overarm, that'd be dangerous.
That sounds, and also those balls are very hard.
Yeah. We've got one more go before we're out of it. Here we go.
Soccer billiards.
Oh.
So like
soccer billiards.
So what? Like a pool game.
Pool table.
Yeah, okay. Like get your feet on a pool table or
No. Big.
Would you bring the balls on the ground?
It'd be big. So well, it's the least violent one.
I think logistically, do you think we would be able to make any of them?
I think logistically they could all happen. Yeah. It's just what one does people want to use.
Oh, man, I'm going to lose this gig if we don't make this hurt.
At socials at K-Rock Geelong, our text line 0456 955 955. You can call us on the phones as well. How about this time tomorrow, we tally all the votes. The most popular of those sports win.
All right.
So it's pole vault ice skating, lawn bowls dodgeball, and soccer billiards. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, let's go back to the... We'll think about it. We'll marinate on it. Then next...
Tomorrow. We'll sort it all out.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Now, there's this video that's going viral online at the moment by this bloke named Undiagnosed Anthony.
He's cooked.
He's very funny. I actually think he's a Melbourne lad, but he basically, he does a lot of stuff online. He talks a bit about his nieces and nephews, gives them rates them every
that's
month.
Good. Keep the family accountable.
Yeah, and he's hilarious. But he did put a video out last night talking about privacy when you're in a relationship and phones.
Okay.
When I'm in a relationship, I absolutely want full access to my partner's phone. I want to see everything that happens on their phone. I'd let them see everything that happens on my phone. So why can't I see everything that happens on their phone? People will be like, it's toxic. You should just trust your partner. I disagree. I don't just blindly trust anyone. I wouldn't blindly trust anyone for anything. I don't think that's smart. I mean, don't you think that the 50 to 70% of people in relationships that got cheated on trusted their partner at one point? I might be insecure, but that doesn't change the fact that I'm having full access to my partner's phone.
Now, this guy, he has absolutely divided people in the comments. You know, should you have access to your partner's phone, full access? How do you feel about it?
If my wife picked up my phone right now and was like, I'm going to look through everything, I would say, have the time of your life. I'm going to go do something else because I just don't, there's nothing on my phone that I don't want my wife to see. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been together for almost 10 years.
Beautiful.
The only thing that maybe you would say would be suspicious is there is photos on my phone of myself and someone that were a previous relationship, but it's just like photos of us like at dinner and stuff like that. There's nothing on my phone that's like inappropriate that she should, that I wouldn't be like, just, here's this photo.
Hang on, I do just want to ask though, did you say that you've got a photo of like you and your ex at dinner on your phone? Is that what you were just saying?
Yeah, like from when I first got my phone, I was with someone else.
Yeah, but like for 10 years. Or like you're talking about years ago.
Yeah, so like this is like in 2010.
Oh my God, you're still holding these
no.
on like, your phone,
oh,
bro.
Oh no, yeah, well like from when I got my first iPhone, like I was in a relationship with someone else.
Yeah.
And there's like, photos of us at events and dinners and whatever. And we broke up and there was a long period where there was just photos of me.
I'm in one of those.
And then, but like there's no photos where it's like, oh, it's just like us at a birthday. And it's like, I wouldn't go and delete them off my camera roll. I don't know.
I think that's an interesting chat anyway in itself. But okay, so you...
Like text messages would be fine, emails, anything.
But you're happy for her to have full access to your phone?
Do you want full access to my phone?
Not really. I don't think I can be bothered. But I don't have the buy-in.
How would you feel if I just got your phone?
I would feel so uncomfortable. I don't want people on my phone. I feel like my phone knows me better than anyone. I know that's part of it. But
what were you worried that I would go for?
I don't know. I don't think I just feel like there's a lot of private stuff on there. I use it for everything. All my deepest, darkest thoughts are on there.
Because your TV doesn't work.
Yeah, obviously. I would feel that uncomfortable. And I think even in a relationship, I just feel like some things should be left private. Obviously, I wouldn't be necessarily messaging other people or anything like that. Mm. But I just feel like sometimes when you're in a relationship, particularly as ladies, you want to talk about your partner a little bit. Like maybe there's like things you're trying to talk about with other friends. I don't know. I just would think there's a invasion of privacy, and I don't think your partner should have full access to your phone.
Oh, well, it's not like you, it's not like I don't look at it as like a signed contract. Like, well, yes, we get married and we're together, I want full access. I have no desire to go through my wife's phone whatsoever. The only time, and like I know her passcode, it is to send photos from her phone to my phone. That is the only time I'll ever go on her phone. But okay. I've never gone to her messages. I've only known you, Davo, 6 months. I would have no issue going through your phone. Like, sorry, you going through my phone whatsoever. Messages, emails, photos, go for your life.
Sometimes even when I'm showing you a video on my phone and like a message pops up, I panic. I want to put it
like,
on.
Oh my God, I can't believe Davo's mum said good morning. How embarrassing.
Nah, it just could be anything. You don't know.
You don't get the nudes you think you get.
Yeah, well, don't encourage it. Look, I want to throw it out to our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners on 52232955. Should you have full access to your partner's phone?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it depends. I know you don't have anything, but it makes it seem like you've got something to hide.
I just would be embarrassed. I wouldn't want them looking at everything.
Okay. I don't think you live an embarrassing life, but I'm happy to have this chat with people because I think obviously, maybe if you've been hurt in the past, this is definitely like, it's a barrier to break down. It's a real thing. It's a real, real thing.
I would feel really uncomfortable with someone looking through my phone, looking through my messages.
How do you feel on the other side? Like, if you were in a relationship or in past relationship, would you like to have access to your partner's phone?
Yeah, now in hindsight, like I did have, I wish I had access to my ex-partner's phone.
Oh, so it ended like that.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. It's all hindsight. So clearly, is there something like, you would, this bloke hurt you. We don't like this bloke, by the way. I'm a bloke, I'll tell you what. So I can understand from your perspective, you're like, yeah, I don't want someone to see mine because I trust myself, but I don't trust the other person.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd request to have access to them. I don't think I should have access to them, but there's obviously an issue if you're feeling like you should have access to them.
I've just unlocked my phone. Go
nuts.
No,
I don't want to.
Go nuts. Text messages. Go for it. Anything you want. There's a photo of my son I sent to my wife. There you go.
All right, gorgeous.
You can do whatever you want. Just don't go to my bank apps. Just don't go to my bank apps. Anyway.
Oh, interesting. Right, Davo,
we have hit the phones with this on 52232955. Should you have full access to your partner's phone? Sarah from Grovedale has given us a call. Sarah, what are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely not.
You don't think, and is that because you trust a partner or is it because you don't want them to look at your phone? Like, what is the vibe here?
Yeah, I just feel like there's no need to be going into each other's phones. Like, I wouldn't want my partner to see some of the snack that my best friend and me talk about him.
See, this is what I mean. Like, I mentioned it before. Like, there is nothing that I'm doing on my phone. Like, I don't talk crap about my wife on my phone. I talk crap to her face. Yeah. It's not. I'm not hiding anything. I think maybe, Davo, you've got... I could assume you there would be texts from you to other people about me being like, Tim's a dickhead. You say it on the
absolutely
phone, I imagine.
Not.
So, Sarah, do you think there's stuff on your phone where you're just like, I just don't want people to see that because it's not nice?
Yeah, I just think, like, what happens between you and your besties in the group chat isn't for other people's... Like, there's a reason it's in the group chat, not as a Facebook status.
Do you feel like maybe it would hurt their feelings if they got on your phone?
I think there would be some really hurt egos.
Okay. I think for Sarah, for yourself and people like Davo, maybe this is a moment of reflection more than anything else.
This is Tim and Davo. The podcast.
So I was out in the town a few weeks ago in Melbourne, and there's this bloke that I met out there that I just keep thinking about him. He's done something crazy,
and now I know
he stayed with me.
You love heading to the city via the V line,
of course,
the princess of the V line. You like to refer to yourself.
Definitely not the queen, because you know, young,
youthful. I always respect someone that goes into Melbourne in particular for a night out and then commits to returning on the train. Like, you've just got that dog in you.
Yeah, you really do have to be prepared for the journey. But it's a great time, and I was not upset to be there because I had myself a ripper.
I mean, we know why you don't go out in Geelong so much. You know, obviously the fame, getting stopped. It must be so exhausting going at Lammy's and signing all those autographs with the sore wrist.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, getting stopped left, right and centre, as you can imagine. But
and
also,
the Cats players on the same level.
As if you reckon I stopped going out in Geelong, mate. Like, I'm out there every weekend. I'm hitting the pavement. I'm doing what I can to support local 100%. Establishments.
Three
right?
quick beers goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Responsibly.
Thank you so much. But look, I was out in the town and this guy was in the club, right? And this was like a proper club. A proper club. We're giving everything I got, putting my hands up, Jason Derulo on the mix, you know, that
there
sort of vibe.
There we go.
Anyway, this guy is on the dance floor and he's loving himself sick and he is holding a pet rabbit.
Ooh.
In the club.
Ooh.
Rabbit in the club, ooh, rabbit in the club. Club. Yeah, you know that.
Like, is it a freehold? Is it a cage situation?
No, it is a freehold and he is loving it sick, right? So obviously a man with a rabbit in a club, what's going to happen? We're going to go up to him and talk to him about the rabbit.
That's like, I mean, that's, is it, I'm hoping it's not a court rabbit that he's just like found somewhere on Lil Collins and he's like, yeah, we're bringing it with us, boys.
Look, I genuinely hope that as well. But we were out and about. We go up to this man, right? And we're like, obviously, what's going on with this? Like, oh my God, you got a rabbit. This is
I do appreciate you will always, if there's something weird going on, you will have the guts to go up and be like, what the hell? You're so curious.
Like, more than happy to, of course. But he goes to us when we go up to him, he goes, sorry, I don't want any attention.
Brother, no, you do not get to decide in a nightclub. Firstly, which bouncer failed that club to let the rabbit in? If it's bloody, it better not be what I think it is.
Dude, I reckon he had a jacket on and he had the bunny under his jacket. So he got in there with the bunny, but he didn't want attention. It's screaming like people back in the day would go on Facebook, in the hospital, don't DM, don't ask me why. Yeah. You cannot go out with a live rabbit and expect no one to speak to you.
I mean, unless it's an emotional support rabbit. We've seen animals being allowed on planes and these kind of things, maybe flying out of Avalon. You've maybe seen someone with an emotional support rabbit.
Yeah, but that emotional support rabbit didn't want to be listening to Jason Derulo. Do you know what I mean?
Do you, like, at that point when he's like, hey, I don't want any attention about the rabbit, do you go, no, you've wavered the right to lose attention because you have a rabbit, sir?
I didn't argue with him. He was a man in the club with a live rabbit, so we left it be.
That's a very good point.
It's Tim and Davo.
This weekend, I was just hanging at home. It was about lunchtime. Knock on the door. Don't know why. Knock on the door to me is like, what's gone wrong?
Oh, for sure. I don't think people visit people's houses like that. 100%. Unless you know someone is scheduled to be there, you don't expect anything.
And this is, my wife was like, you go. And I was like, yeah, all right, well, mm-hmm. I'll go to the front door. Come on, here we go. So these two young boys, they would have had to have been maybe 12 tops. And they were like, hey, we noticed in your driveway here, you've got two lovely cars. And today we're offering some car washing service. We're going around knocking on some doors in the area. I live in Armstrong Creek, so they could be in very big business here. Mm-hmm. And today, for you, we can offer you a deal and wash two of your cars.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, what do you want to do? And they're like, well, we can wash both cars. We can come back in like an hour. And I was like, all right, come back in an hour, blah, blah, blah. I think I might have got ripped off.
Okay, I want to know, how much are they charging?
So it was going to be $20 for one car.
God.
$20 for one car, $35 for two. So clearly, like, one of their parents has been like, yeah, we'll like work on a deal based format. And I think because they these young kids, they came and knocked on the door willing to do something for their pocket money and buy something.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what, boys? Yes, I could go to an actual car wash for this money.
Yeah. Maybe
and
cheaper.
Get a professional job. But because you're here knocking on my door, what do you need from me? You need a hose, you need a bucket. I've got that. Mm-hmm. I've got all the gear. Come back in an hour. They did. They came back. They washed the cars. I was impressed with the little business hustle that they were doing. Little entrepreneurs, right, Davo?
Yeah, absolutely. Business tycoons. Good on them. But were you happy with the result?
They couldn't. No. It was... And I went outside and it was like, all right, well, again, and I'm happy to pay the money and I'm happy for it to not be an excellent job because for me, knocking on someone's door at that age, say, hey, I'll wash your car. I just didn't have that in me.
Well, I also just think many kids now in 2026 are not doing stuff like that. 100%. That feels like something from my childhood. That feels like something straight out of the 90s.
Feels like a lemonade stand kind of feeling.
I love it.
And the other week, again, in Armstrong Creek, was driving home on Warralili Boulevard. Kids out the front selling lemonade for a dollar, the quickest U-turn I've ever pulled in my life. I will always support a young entrepreneur.
Of course. That is amazing. But also, what a shame that your car still needs a wash.
Yeah,
but
the thing was, Sunday, it was raining when they arrived. And I was like, well, boys, it's raining. They're like, that's all right, you know. And it rained more in the afternoon, a bit of dirty rain. But I'm still happy that we did it. Still happy that we gave them, I gave them 40 in the end. I didn't take the deal. I was like, nah, boys, I'm really happy. Here's 20 each.
I mean, well, they knew that because they know no one has $5 notes. Like, they're like, you know what? This man is going to sneak in with that 40.
Yeah. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. What business did you set up as a kid?
When I was a kid, I used to get looked after by a family friend and her two kids. We would get our little toy microphones and speakers and we'd take it to the street and we'd busk. And
that's
we'd be
so
out there
good.
For hours doing little performances, little songs, like a whole setup. Did we? And it was like a suburban street. No one was ever walking past.
Yeah. Any money did you make?
Oh, a couple of bucks here and there. You know, they'd get the neighbours down, which was nice.
Honestly, I think back to the one time I did it. I was like, you know what? I'll do orange juice. We had heaps of oranges, did all the juicing, all that. Went down a 200-metre gravel driveway to in the middle of nowhere road on the farm we lived at. And shockingly, no one drove past that entire day. But mum and dad didn't have the heart to say, come on, mate, come back up to the house.
Oh, that's good. You're giving it a go.
Yep. I drank all the orange juice. Ava from the newsroom's come in here. Ava, this is, you were earning your money around Christmas time, weren't you, as a kid?
Yeah, it wasn't exactly my idea, but I have older siblings who are about 20 years older than me, so they'd all come down to ours for Christmas and they all would offer to pay me money for foot massages.
Oh.
And like my brothers do not have nice feet.
How much money would they give you?
By the time like I was 16 and they were still asking, they were offering me like $50.
No.
And I would say no because it was too gross to do it. But now I look back and I should have taken the 50. 50
is pretty good.
Have you got their numbers? I'm looking for some extra cash on the
weekends. Whatever. I'll do it.
Thank you very much, Ava. We have got someone here on the phone. I believe a young entrepreneur, Davo. It's Jacob, 9 years old, from across the bay in Rosebud. Jacob, hello.
Hi, guys.
Well, first of all, Jacob, a big happy birthday. I know you're turning 9 tomorrow.
Wow, mate. Happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Now, what was your little business that you're running at the moment, Jacob?
I've been doing lemonade stores recently.
So good. How's business treating you, Jacob?
Good. Once I made $50.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jacob,
how
mate.
Many bloody lemonades are you selling for that?
Oh, 25.
Mate. That's working $2.
Yeah, we like it.
Yeah, I like that. Jacob, for your birthday on this weekend, are you going to do like a special, like two lemonades for $1.50 or something like that? Or if we are across the bay in Rosebud, do you reckon you could make us some lemonade?
Maybe.
All right.
He's good.
I can get it tipped over.
Ooh, Jacob! I don't want to give away your secrets, but is there a little bit to your recipe?
Yeah.
Is like what's going on?
I normally just get some lemons, squeeze them in a jar, put some water and some sugar in, and then stir it up, and then there we go.
Sold. Oh, that sounds delicious. I'll take 50.
We've got the next. Mark Boris or whatever his name is there.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.